Shower of the People, James Taylor, the choice of my guest this morning, the singer Barbara Dixon. Hey, Barbara, interesting there. You said you like to go to church on a Sunday morning. Is that kind of, is it a safe haven? Is it the music? Or was it something that you take from your childhood?
I think I've always had a need to have God in my life. It's always been there. And I think it's something a lovely old parish priest down in England said to somebody that, he said that it's a gift. Faith is a gift. If people don't have that, they scratch their heads and say, how could people believe that, or how could people do that, and how could people go to church? But for us who do, it is it's a wonderful sort of gift, because it's a focus in your life. It's also it reminds you that there is another kind of dimension to life. You know, it's not just all about being at work and shouting at the kids and making the dinner and having a glass of wine and going to dinner and all that kind of stuff that we and it's got worse. Everybody's much busier now. Nobody, it's Lincoln in Lincolnshire, they say nobody leans over the gate anymore, which is, you know, the country expression for leaning over the gate, looking into the field and just having a look at what the countryside is offering. None of us have time to do that anymore. I suppose a walk in the botanics would be the nearest we'd get to it. But faith for me is very important. And I was brought up, well, I went to Sunday school in the Church of Scotland. But for me, this is for me. You're asking me about my life in this interview. And for me, I am a natural Catholic. A natural Roman Catholic. It's the continuity from St. Paul to me that I like. I like that. I don't really have anything to do with the Reformation. I just go straight through from, you know, our Lord right up to the present day. And I also love the liturgy. I love the Mass. I love the mystery. I love the transubstantiation. It's extremely powerful for me. And I just love it. It's fantastic. And I do love church music, but I don't like, I like Macmillan, but I don't like guitars in church. As soon as I see microphones and guitars, I run a mile. I want to hear sort of traditional church music, because to me it adds to the spirituality. I don't really want to be in a community centre. I want to be I want to take part in something that is truly profound.
It's that kind of stripped back approach. And of course, church and faith is important during the most challenging periods of our lives. And you, like many of us friends, would be greatly upset by the death of Jerry Rafferty a couple of years ago. And you were lucky enough to have him as a dear friend. He did leave a huge mark as a musician. How would you say your friendship with him influenced you?
Jerry Rafferty influenced me enormously as a musician, because although he didn't actually come from the folk scene, he was really a rock guitarist singer and he was in a band, but then he came into the folk scene through meeting Billy Connolly and all that, and he worked in this. When I say the folk scene, for him and for Rab Noakes, who we're going to hear about a bit later, Rab and a lot of other people were songwriters, but they could sing acoustically and play in a nurturing environment, and a really like a quite an educated audience were listening to them. So Jerry found a fabulous niche there. And I listened to his songs as a young woman and heard him first in the Scotia Bar in Glasgow. I couldn't believe the sensitivity of his voice and his lovely guitar playing and the beautiful songs and the fragility of him. And actually, without being too over emotional, there was a great fragility in his character as well and in his personality. And it took me a while to stop sort of shouting into the sky when he died for him dying. It seemed to me prematurely, but I spoke to his family and I just said how upset and angry I was with him, and they said, you know, look, it was his choice to go when he went. And of course that's the philosophical way of looking at it, and indeed that is true. But he left a huge hole in In music for me, because I just loved him. I thought his songs were superb. They were so spiritual and so interesting. And having done the songs for this project that came out at the end of last year, To Each and Everyone, I just was so moved by them, and being able to deconstruct them. But I did this with my friend Troy Donnelly, who is he's really a progressive rock musician, but he plays alien pipes as well. So he's got his feet in absolutely huge both camps. He knows about folk music, but he's really in progressive rock. So he was perfect for this job. So I took these songs, some of which he'd never heard. And he said, I only knew Baker Street and one or two others. That's all he knew. And I said, look at this. What do you think of these songs? In the main, my choices, he said, oh, that's a really good song. Yeah, I know what to do. And we have got this way of doing these songs, which is extraordinary. I took the song, listened to it on my iPod, put it down, and I would sing it in a cappella in Troy's ear, the song from Jerry's album. And so he would imagine with the lyric and with the tune that I was singing, completely stripped down, bare, just nothing there in his ear, he would imagine what the possibilities were in that song.
It's kind of what Rick Rubin did with Johnny Cash, wasn't it, in a sense? You know, taking away all of the high production bit and listening to it, to your voice, singing a cappella and saying, what can we do with this?
And that's exactly what Troy's done with me from day one, but with usually it's been with traditional music, but we were doing it with Jerry Rafferty's songs. And he even worked with something like Baker Street. Well, he took the sax away, so he took the sax completely out of that, and he put a string quartet playing the da 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 dum ba da da dum ba, which is the beginning. And then, but before we got to that point, I just sang Winding My Way Down in Baker Street in his ear, and the first few lines of the song, and he went, oh, that would be fantastic. Yes, I know what to do with that.
How fantastic.
So we did Baker Street, and I didn't think it was possible, but we did it. So the album was, I mean, a labour of love understates what I was doing. I mean, I just, you know, because I am sort of slightly bonkers, I was looking up and I was thinking to myself, oh, Jerry, I hope you like this. I hope you like it. Oh, God, I'd hate it if you didn't like it. And I was just thinking, you know, his spirit is all around us. And I was just thinking that this is the contributing factor to me was his approval of what I was doing, and I'm sure he would have loved it. And actually a friend of mine, a very old friend of mine who also knew Jerry, said I'm certain that Jerry would have loved it. So there we are. So
yeah.
I felt I was sort of vindicated, and I didn't want to let Jerry down. It was more. There was quite a lot of altruism in it as well. I want to keep his spirit alive. I want people to know, especially in Scotland, what a great artist he was. And I think we in Scotland need to be hugely proud of that boy from Paisley.
A lovely tribute. And you keep performing and collaborating with these Scottish musicians, Rab Noakes, and you have a busy set of tour dates this year, a commemoration of World War I, 100 years since the First World War broke out. That has formed part of Celtic Connections.
Yes, yes.
And continuing with this tour, what is it that kind of draws you to that kind of live experience, back into it, if you like? Because you did take a break and recorded this album, but then back out again doing live gigs.
Well, I've always done live gigs, Cathy. It's the thing that I sort of learned to do first was expressing myself live with an audience there. There have been times when I've been on my way to Cornwall where I've thought, oh my, you know, I wish I was on the till at Sainsbury's. But actually, it's always worth it when I get there. You know, it's always been great. But the thing that motivates me is you used a word at the beginning of this interview. You said it was, I saw it possibly as a vocation, and you're absolutely right. It's not a job, it is a vocation. And it's not, oh, here comes Barbara Dixon, she's going to impress everybody. It's, I love this music, maybe you'll love it too. Maybe if I introduce you to this, you'll love it too. And that is what has happened to me in the past, and it continues to happen. And I've got 12 tour dates with RAB. It's not actually a tour because they're all kind of split up over 3 months. But we've reunited to see if we can, if we enjoy, I'm sure we will enjoy. We've done one little one last year down in England. But see if we can enjoy the recapture some sort of magic. And he's a marvellous artist and very productive and writing loads of songs. And so I think we need to take our relationship on a bit further. I'm doing things with my band this year. I'm headlining at the Hastings Folk Festival down in Sussex with my band. I've got a couple of things with just with one musician. I work with one musician called Nick Holland, and we do gigs that way. And I'm headlining on my own in America. I'm going to the Big Stone Gap Celtic Music Festival in Virginia in September, and I'm going to do an hour and a quarter set completely on my own. That'll be interesting.
Oh, you will love it. I know the very thought of it. I can tell by your expression you think, can I do it? You can. And that's so obvious because you're totally immersed in it. Like I said, it is a vacation. Barbara, thanks so very much for spending time with us this morning. Before you go, though, I want to hear about your musical choice, your final music choice. It's Rab Noakes and Branch. Other than the fact that Rab is clearly a very special friend from way back, why this song?
Well, Rab has just re-released this very old album from the 1970s called Red Pump Special. And I just thought that it kind of illustrates what we've been talking about, because on the cover, he's holding a copy of a vinyl copy of Red Pump Special with a picture. He is now, as he is now, holding a copy of it. So there you've got the man he is now and the man he was then. And I just think Branch, as a song, it's all about sort of moving on. So it's great. It covers all sorts of bases. It covers my gigs with Rab this year, which we will be, the 12 shows we're doing, and we'll be singing this song. It's him as a direct contemporary of mine and founder member of the Everly Brothers fan club like me. And all these things, and a power to people who are in their 60s, moving on and developing, and this song, Branch, really does illustrate that.
Getting quiet in the forest, sitting, singing the same old chorus. Give me a sign, draw me a line, show me a breath.